Patrons, we're back. Ted Lasso, Season 1, Episode 9. Dean, we're nearing the end of the first season. Pretty excited to see where this season ends off, but we've got two more to go. The penultimate episode, what do you reckon is going to happen here? I think the last time we left Ted Lasso, I believe Higgins had just quit. And I think Keeley had found the photos that Rebecca was going to post.
It's all happening.
I wonder, so she's up shit creek.
Yeah. No, it's we should get a bit of plot happening now, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I reckon. Well, I think that besides that, I mean, what else do we have to resolve in these next two episodes? I guess the relegation issue, and I don't know what they have to do to not be relegated. I'm assuming it's a win a game at least. But no, we'll see. Yeah, we're good to go. The episode goes for 31 minutes and 18 seconds, so get your copies out, get ready to go. Here we go, Dean. Countdown 3, 2, 1, play.
Such peaceful music it always starts with.
Okay.
Do you reckon Keeley's in there with him?
He doesn't look happy.
Oh!
Yes. Also, this must be after the game.
There you are.
Everyone gone?
Yes, sir. Well, except Rojas. Darn kids out on the practice pitch still doing drills.
What a fucking arsehole. Right?
Somebody order a Roy on the rocks, huh? How are we doing here? Woo! That is cold.
That'd be freezing.
It's probably lukewarm, Hendo.
With the fake ice in there.
Yeah, for sure.
Not gonna do that, bud.
Is the game. I'm a piece of shit.
Well, okay, there you go.
You had a bad day. Big whoop.
Big whoop.
Another game we didn't get to see.
I'm disappointed.
Beating yourself up like Woody Allen playing the
clown. Maybe it'll be like, 2 days later, and then we'll see the lead up and it'll end with the big game.
Okay. I don't think so.
Hey, I got your back. Ain't nothing gonna change that. Look at you in there, looking like a brunette Oscar the Grouch.
You gotta stop holding on, Roy, please, for us, for you. Let him go. There you go.
Hola, Roy.
Taking a break?
I mean, that's kind of a dick move.
Well, football is life. All right. I guess it's going to be a Roy-centric episode.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that at all.
Means we'll get lots of Keeley. Probably a sprinkling of Lasso.
Oh, snap. Watch your back, Kate Moss. There's a new bad girl on the British modeling scene. Brought these in case you need a little biscuit boost.
Yeah, she hasn't told him yet.
You get nervous doing this kind of stuff?
It's a profile on women in football. It's not a big deal. It's like four of us: me, Karen, Delia, and Posh Spice.
Oh, come on now, being a role is a huge deal.
Posh Spice.
A little girl out there somewhere rocking a tiny eggplant-colored power suit, and she's just dreaming about sports. She's going to read this article and she's going to think, holy smokes, my dreams are possible.
And in this scenario of yours, little girls read the Football Financial Quarterly?
Well, who knows? Little girls are mysterious and silly and powerful. I gave up trying to figure them out years ago.
Yeah.
I wish he was here to see this, because he'd be real happy for you, too.
I don't know about that, Ted. When Higgins decided to quit, he made it quite clear what he thought about me, and it wasn't supportive.
Nope. I'm filing that under stinking thinking right there. Okay, so I guarantee you, he'll come back.
It's not like she was good to him. Jesus, she can't be salty about that.
I mean, I'm still heartbroken about the last loss.
Are you though? Yeah.
Oh, God.
Of course.
Hey, Keeley.
Hi, Ted.
Hey, did those marketing folks from Tom Ford ever get back to you?
Yeah, they did. They said they're going to stick with the models they already have.
Ah, nuts.
But they did say that if they ever do an Everyman campaign or something satirical, your name's on their list.
Satirical.
Come on,
weird that she has the power.
My God.
She doesn't even have the suit.
I mean, it just hits you immediately, doesn't it? It's hot, like feet. Ooh. Fog right up your nose.
You're being a right floppy cock, Rebecca.
Whoa!
Oh, I'm going to.
When?
Imagine doing something unforgivable to someone who doesn't deserve it and then having to look them in the eye and tell them what you've done.
I don't have to imagine, I've done it. Year 8, I took a shit in Joanna Wellington's locker. I was uninvited to her birthday party and then we patched it up a week later. Just fucking tell him.
Sorry, why did you do a shit in her locker?
I don't know, I was 13. What, teenage girls are like...
Jesus.
That's still pretty old.
Dark and dangerous. Yeah. That is not the point.
Okay.
Oh, God, sorry. Wow. I know women like shoes, but... Girls, come on. I just wasn't expecting there to be anyone in here. But you are in here. That's great. Take as long as you need. Yeah, I'll go.
Nate.
That was good.
What would be the point of telling Ted now? It doesn't change anything.
It will change how I feel about you.
Oh. Dropping bombs.
You know, David, we got one final game this season against Man City, and our goal is to go out like Willie Nelson on a high. Yeah. Oh, how about Trent Krim? And if memory serves, you're from the Daily Planet, yeah? yeah, that's the one. Okay, what's your question, Trent?
Many of your young players have improved during your tenure. Then there's Roy Kent. He played dismally last match. Thoughts?
Well, I think you could ask Roy himself. He'd tell you it wasn't his best day. But I'll let you know right now that Roy Kent is the backbone of this team. All right, let's mix it up in here a little. If you're an introvert,
ooh, I want
y'all
I have doubts.
They want to cut him.
That was a trick. Y'all were really introverts. You would have been quiet as a church mouse. Those turkeys won't shut up.
Hi, guys.
Boop.
What's up? Please have a seat. Okay.
Nah, something's happened. What's Roy done?
About to do some improv comedy. Or tell me that you're dating each other.
Neither one's cool with me.
Because your suggestion is ally.
We have to take Roy out of the starting lineup.
Okay.
It wasn't just one bad game, coach.
He's showing his age, and he's made significant mistakes in each of the last 5 matches. We just haven't been bitten in the ass by them yet.
Yesterday, our butts had teeth marks. Deep ones. The kind you usually have to pay for.
Okay. But from experience...
Guys, I'm not benching Roy.
Wow.
He's our captain. But I want you to know that I value each of your opinions, even when they're wrong. I was really hoping it was going to be improv. I'm out of 5,000.
What would you do, Hendo? Would you bench him or not?
What?
Would you bench him?
I mean, you'd have to, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't like, bench a captain.
Hey, what's up?
Even if he's like the worst player on the team.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're in contention for the cup or whatever they play for. They got one game left, don't bench him. What sort of message is that
they're
sending?
They're in fear of relegation.
Yeah, they'll be right. She's fuffing around.
That's a good word, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go.
Procrastinating.
I don't think we've ever seen her like this.
Very good. But crast? I have no idea. Hey, why don't we look it up? Have you got a dictionary?
Not on me. Are you doing okay?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Do they not have phones in England?
Oh, God. Don't
stop
do
it.
That.
Please don't.
Later.
Yeah, sure. No problem. I'll just hit the rewind button. Doop. Shout. Snoop. Yep. Doop.
All right, S. Ventura. What is that fake laugh?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Just do it. Just do it. I'm a big girl. Just tidy up your mess. Tidy up your mess. God.
Surprise. Oh, fuck off.
This guy sucks.
I fired him.
Why? Higgins is first class. The only negative about the man was that whenever he borrowed a pen from me, he would nibble the top.
Yeah, what are you doing? Fuck off.
Puppy. Good boy.
Yeah, well, he's gone.
Shame. Oh, well, maybe he'll accept my offer now.
Look, Rupert, are you here to try and buy back the club?
No, I wanted to tell you something before you heard it somewhere else. Bex and I are having a baby.
Oh.
Eyes again.
But you always said...
I thought we could be mature about this.
Oh, you're a prick.
Oh, you're He's the worst.
Right. You're nearly 70 and you're having a baby? I mean, what are you, a character from the fucking Bible? When your kid hits puberty, you'll be nothing but a pile of dust and a black Amex card.
How now, darling?
Don't.
Yeah, don't call her that.
I do want a child. I suppose I didn't want one with...
Oh, what?
I mean, in the end, it's just about being with the right person, isn't it?
God.
Of course.
Headbutt.
I'm so glad I got to tell you this in person. I would have had in the press. Good luck against Man City.
Seriously?
That's so low.
That's fucked up. What are you going to do here?
Ooh, I'm getting serious on Lasso.
She going to burn down the club?
Can you imagine how fast she could stick one of those shoes up someone's ass?
That's probably what she's going to do.
They are so pointy.
Blah.
I have something I need to tell you.
Oh, God. She's doing it.
Fucking bitch.
Wow.
Nope, that's new.
Ted, I lied to you. I hired you because I wanted this team to lose.
Oh, all right.
I wanted you to fail. And I sabotaged you every chance I've had. It was me who hired that photographer to take the photo of you and Keely. I said
boom.
In the interview... with Trent Crim, hoping that he would humiliate you. And I instigated the transfer of Jamie Tartt.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You'd ask me not to.
Jesus.
This club is all that Rupert has ever cared about, and I wanted to destroy it. To cause him as much pain and suffering as he has caused me. And I didn't care who I used or who I hurt. All you good people... just trying to make a difference. Ted, I'm so sorry.
As is positivity going to be here? Still unwavering?
I forgive you.
Wow.
Of course.
What a legend.
Why?
Divorce is hard.
Yeah.
The one who got left.
These two ever going to hook up, Endo?
Hell, I'm coaching soccer, for heaven's sake. In London.
I don't know.
I mean, that's nuts.
Yeah. Are they going to hug it out?
This job you gave me has changed my
life. For sure.
It gave me the distance I needed to see what was really going on. Yeah, but you and me, we're okay.
Handshake?
No, she wants a hug.
Come on, just shake this hand. My arm's starting to get...
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. I think this is her turning point.
You know, I think that...
What was your turning point? Is that Ashley and Martin reference there? Never mind.
That's so obscure.
Maybe. Maybe not. I'm going to go change for practice, training, practice, whatever. Who cares? Nice seeing you down here, boss. You liven up the place. All right, let's get it going, huh? Let's go, gather up. Come on now.
All right, fellas, you got to remember your body is like day-old rice. If it ain't warmed up properly, something real bad could happen, yeah?
Oh, food poisoning is no joke. One time, I was being sick, and at the same time, I was having diarrhea.
Been there.
Be able to do both those things at the same time? The body is a miracle.
It's a miracle.
So, fellas, we all know speed is important, but being able to stop and change directions quickly, well, that's like Kanye's 808s and heartbreak. It don't get nearly enough credit. Okay, so let's line up on these cones Nate put out.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll take his word for it.
All right, here's the deal.
Last I'd rather not fact check that one.
Hey, coach, I thought of a joke this morning in the shower. What does a British owl say?
Oh, he's annoyed.
It was a British owl. I was saying, you act like I'm messing with a burger or something.
What is this?
Okay, all right. I see what's going on here. It's about Roy, ain't it? So you're going to give me the cold shoulder and the silent treatment. That's a combo. The medium drink. Fine. Hey, Nate, what does a British owl say? Oh, yeah, like you don't hear me, then you just walk away, huh? Yeah. Oh, it's like that. Gonna focus up here on practice. There you go, Danny. Dig in, baby. Come on.
Fuck.
It's all right, Roy.
Fuck.
Roy.
You got this, Roy.
Fuck. That's it. Swear it out, Roy. Swear it out.
Not getting any better.
Ooh, does he join the coaching staff next season, maybe?
Yep, talk to him. Yep, here's the next thing to fix up.
What is that, Rolls Royce? Is that what
that
is?
I have no idea.
I think it is.
No idea.
Oh, God.
What?
What? The hell is that facial hair?
How long has it been? Has it been like 2 days? Jesus.
There you are.
Oh, yeah, this is what my ticket sales.
How you doing, Roy?
Fine. You?
Oh, good. Good. Oh, I saw this video online of a kitten and a little baby chicken becoming friends and just hanging out together. It was
Well, here, let me show it to you. I got it.
What's this about?
It's funny because whenever my mom has something tough to talk about with me, she'll she'll start it off saying something about, I don't know, something weird, something overtly nice, and I just thought the idea of a cat and a bird being all simpatico was nice. Look, Roy.
Yeah, he's an idea.
We've been talking about the starting lineup against Man City.
No, don't you dare. You're not fucking benching me.
Well, no, wow. I'm just talking here, Roy.
Yeah, talking. That's all you do is talk. Talking all that bullshit about how you got my back.
No, hey, I do have your back.
Bullshit. You pretended to be a man of your word. You're fucking full of shit. You can go fuck yourself. Fuck you!
Wow. Oh, Lasso.
Told ya.
Oh, of course he's going to be upset.
Oh, what God, is that mustache? It's even worse than the goatee.
Like that tiny little beard.
It's called a Van Dyck after the 17th century Flemish painter. And I think it
might of course.
How I feel. Chill.
Feel about it.
She hates it with a white hot intensity.
Yes.
Right. Look. I came clean to Ted. I told him everything.
Oh. How did that go?
You know what the little shit did? He forgave me.
Fucking arsehole.
I know. But that's not actually why I'm here. I wanted to apologize to you for treating you so poorly. and forcing you to be an accomplice in my moronically childish scheme. I am truly sorry, Higgins.
Wow.
He'll forgive her.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Now, please shave that face.
For a minute.
How's the music?
I can tell. You know what suits you?
I like that beard. Ooh.
Oh, he knows though.
I don't think I've ever had a child in my house before.
What about Jamie?
I can't let her go snooping around though. I don't want to find my vibrator.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem. Her mum's got no electronics.
So, how are you doing?
Fine.
Yeah. I don't think so.
I do kind of think kids are pretty incredible. I mean, she's got new teeth that push out her old teeth. The body is a miracle.
You know, the last time I was on the bench.
Oh, you are ready to talk about real stuff. That's great.
Wow.
One second. Come see here.
Ugh, that couch.
Okay, we're both ready. Lay it on me.
Roy Kent's been the best player on every team he's been on since he was a kid. I like being Roy Kent. I don't know if I can handle just being some loser has been called Roy. All right, Roy. Yeah. What have you been up to? Fuck all.
Men who feel sorry for themselves are so sexy.
Stop it.
No, seriously. I do. And if you start telling me how hard it is playing a game for a living, I think I might come.
It's not just a game. That's all I've ever known. It's who I am. It's all I am.
Phoebe, can you come here for a second? You were right. Settling is amazing. Wait for your
dream. Nice.
First, I need you to close your eyes for me, yeah? Okay. Can you describe your Uncle Roy? Everything that you can think of. Go.
Well, he's my uncle. His beard is scratchy. He buys me ice cream. He swears a lot. He's really funny. And
is
I
he?
Love him.
Well done, Phoebe.
She thinks he is.
See?
Imagine if she sat down and she was like, he's a great football player.
The point is, you don't know what people think about Roy Kent. Secondly, all that matters, Roy Kent, is what you think about Roy.
Well, he doesn't think much.
He's got it, though.
That your old girl playing chess with some other bloke?
Yep.
Hey, fellas.
Jeez, line up the beers.
Just for us.
I thought you might have had a tough time with Roy.
Coach, you are a natural born caregiver. Like Chief from Cuckoo's Nest.
It's always been.
But if I'm being honest, I actually never got around to telling Roy. Now don't give me those eyes. He figured it out all on his own. And I can see you're happy now, but don't be. Because I'm Roy against Man City, and that's that. Look, putting him on the bench wouldn't just be humiliating to him. It could actually affect his livelihood. And you know better than anyone that all this ain't about winning to me. Because that ain't how we measure success, right?
Damn it, it is!
Wow. Finally, some emotion from Bede.
Who put a firecracker up your butt and lit it?
You did!
I'm sick of it.
Wow.
I understood this mission. We were in Kansas, but those were kids and these are professionals. And winning does matter to them. And it matters to me. And that's okay. Ain't that right, man?
Hey, fucking minute is.
Whoa.
How do you not get it? Losing has repercussions. We lose, we get relegated. We get relegated, this is over, and we will have built nothing. And if you want to pick a player's feelings over a coach's duty to make a point, I don't want to drink with someone that selfish.
Ooh.
That was the sexiest fucking thing I've ever
She's been toying with you. Checkmate.
What a legend. Oh, here he goes. You allowed to take that pint home?
Like you've never done that, Hendo.
Yeah, but he just does it so casually.
That's what makes it so clever. If you hit don't you smash that. No, that's alright.
Whoa. That was lucky. Yes. Genius.
Gross.
Finger allergy.
Sucks for Keely.
He's fine. Look, I'm sorry I told you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah, la-di-da.
I'm usually better at hiding my anger.
Are you though?
You think so? Hold
that. Told my niece I might not be playing. She asked if we could go get ice cream.
Well, hey, at least you had someone you could talk to, right? How's the ice cream?
Good. It's fucking ice cream.
Yeah, right? Ice cream's the best. It's kind of like seeing Billy Joel perform live. You know, it never disappoints. Mm-hmm. It does give me the toots, though. Ice cream, not Billy Joel.
I asked her if she was still going to watch the match if I wasn't playing.
Yeah.
Little shit said yes. Didn't even... Okay.
That's showbiz, ain't it? Yeah, I promised myself I was never going to watch Fresh Prince again when they swapped out Aunt Viv's. But truth be told, as long as they let Carlton do his thing, I was always going to take a minute and just sit right there. Sidebar, Alfonso Ribeiro, the greatest physical comedian of the 19th, 20th, and 21st
century. Is Carlton Will Smith?
Case in point, right here.
No.
Iconic. Yeah.
I've never seen it.
How to react when a grown man does the
Carlton is Alfonso Ribeiro.
You know exactly what it is. You know exactly who's doing it. It is the one, the only, Alfonso!
Simon Shipley!
This is the whole thing last week. Anyway, yeah, you know what you could do? You've been hurt off and on all season. Why would you say you're injured? You can't play. No shame in that.
It would help protect my stock if I want to move next season. Maybe to a club that actually wants to start me.
Come on. Oh, that's on the cards, is it?
End up having to play in fucking America, where I dominate, by the way. Is this football then?
Well, obviously my preference would be to have you there at practice tomorrow and the game. But... you got to do what's right for you.
Yeah, you still can be the captain.
Got to think about it.
I'd call you a big dummy poo-poo face if you didn't.
Harsh. Oh, yeah, he doesn't like tea. Yeah.
It's a prank, right? Y'all know this tastes like garbage.
I love it.
You don't love it. It's pigeon sweat. Horrible. Horrible.
No, get rid of the small one and bring back the tall one. He's got bigger hands.
Bing bong. It's biscuits o'clock. Higgins, you're back.
Yeah.
Oh, good. He got rid of it.
Well, hey, I know I may be a little too old school for some folks, but I'm going to say it anyway. Hail to the yeah.
Good to see you.
Nice to see you, too. Here you go, boss. Those are yours.
Thank you, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you've got to try one of these.
Oh, no, he does not. Karen is Sharon, but I brought Higgins his own.
What?
How did you know it was there?
Well, I had a hunch you were going to be here.
Oh, wow.
Smart ass.
Those are like...
Trent Krim's daughter. She turns 3 today, but... No, it's okay. No, she won't remember.
Oh, Ted, what you told her?
Oh, yeah, weeks ago. Yeah, oh, she'll remember. Hey, she's going to bounce right back. It'll be fine. No, I insist. I'm screwing with you. I predicted this whole thing, and I made those myself for you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, I'll see you in a little bit, okay? Let's go, Greyhounds!
Yeah, these are definitely for a little girl.
Okay, fellas.
Nah, he'll show up.
Yeah, there's no way.
Coach.
All right, Nate.
Now, now's not the best time, Coach, but I have been feeling physically sick since walking away from you the other day. Plus, last night I had a horrible nightmare that was pecking you to death like a crow.
It's okay, Nate. We're all good in the hood. But hey, but do me a favor. Try to apologize to me in your dreams so we're good on that side of things, too.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Fellas, we got ourselves a heck of a match coming up, yeah? And what I'm going to need from all of y'all...
There he is.
Sorry, mate. My six-year-old niece found my girlfriend's vibrator. She had to take her to get her ears pierced in an attempt to erase the memory.
Been there.
Can I say something?
Floor's yours, Captain.
Second team's gonna kick first team's fucking asses today.
Nice. Glad he's on board.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Episode 9 done.
In the
Dean,
books.
Thoughts?
Thoughts. Yeah, I mean, we're certainly wrapping up a lot, you know, like the,
I mean, we have to, don't we?
I mean, I guess. I mean, excuse me. I wonder if they knew writing this that there would be multiple seasons, or if they're going to try and wrap absolutely everything up and start from scratch again next season. But no, it was a really strong episode, like very plot centric, a lot of, you know, great moments between characters. Lasso just, you know, showing us all that he can't be moved. He's such a such a positive force around everyone who he comes in contact with, which is, it's always nice to see. What do you think, Endo?
Yeah, thought it was really great. Was wondering what they were going to leave for the final episode, and it looks like they're leaving the soccer match and the relegation after that and resolving everyone else's issues. I know, right? Well, we've seen half, like a small fraction of one soccer match in one episode this whole season.
How good was it, though?
It was fine. I'm sure this one's going to be better. You imagine they don't even show this one either.
Honestly, it wouldn't shock me.
I like that they've got this Rebecca issue resolved, and it looks like she's finally turned around. She's going to be all good now.
I mean, that's like the biggest crutch of the whole show this first season, is that he's at this club and his boss actively wants him to fail. So it definitely does change the entire show.
Absolutely. Roy having a bit of vulnerability there and realizing that maybe his career's pretty much over and done with coming up, and coming to terms with that slowly but surely. That's really good for him. Good growth there. There was something else I was going to mention. Oh, I like that Lasso has had a bit push back on him as well, that, you know, Coach Beard has basically laid it out for him that, you know, we have to worry about winning as well. Like, we're not just here to, you know, teach these guys. We also need to be a team that wins as well. So getting him to make the tough choice to, you know, whether it is him benching Roy or convincing Roy that he needs to be benched, which I think that's Lasso's way of going around it, is doing that so that he can teach, so that Roy can learn a lesson in the time being and not just think, well, Lasso just benched me.
But good on Lasso.
That's good.
Good on Lasso for, you know, listening to Beard there, because, you know, like he at one point he said, no, I understand what you're saying, but my decision is he's playing, you know, end of story. Yeah. And then he does do a flip on that. Like he doesn't ever go back to Roy and say, listen, you're playing, or, you know, he doesn't back down off that. So it's good that he does back down to Beard there, and actually, you know, allow Roy to be benched. So that's good growth.
Yeah, definitely. Not really keen for the final episode, which we'll be getting to very shortly. But for now, episode 9 is done, patrons. Thank you very much for checking out this episode, and we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.